It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Yes, it's business time. It's time for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with CEOs and entrepreneurs. They tell us their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, the guys behind DeskView. Sometimes on this program, we have complicated, complex business ideas and services. I mean, really, sometimes you have to really struggle to find out what the product is that they're selling, but not with this. DeskView is all about the product. It's a standing desk that you suction to the glass wall for better views and more efficient workspace. Simple, brilliant. The Chicagoans behind it are in studio, Michael Bolos and Jason Grohowski. They just began this business, and they're already filling orders from 40 different countries, 700-plus pre-orders. What does it take to make this idea and to keep this business thriving and growing? Michael and Jason in studio tonight on the Download Chicago Business. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
All right, so let's get right to it. I mean, I say it's simple, it's brilliant. I mean, where's this idea come from? I mean, you just put one up. If you're watching on the webcam, you can see us right now. You can see you just suctioned it right to the wall here in the Allstate Showcase studio, and it latched in. Yeah. Where does the idea come from, Michael?
Simple enough. I mean, you pull it out of the box, and you throw it on in a couple seconds, and it's there. But the idea comes from kind of, I think we've all had that moment where we just have a need that we can't fulfill. So I was practicing law and I switched law firms, and you sit down a lot when you're a lawyer. And so I wanted to have a standing desk, an alternative. I started to have some hip problems and everything was going wrong. Even your shoulders start to get messed up. And so I couldn't put a standing desk where I had. My desk was mounted to the wall, had these cabinets above.
Right.
And so none of those, you know, traditional put this on top of your desk worked. I couldn't buy one of those huge several thousand dollar pieces. And I have these floor to ceiling windows where in downtown Chicago, a lot of these buildings are glass. So I was like, that's perfect. I'm like, it's got to be out there. Google, Amazon, nothing. And so I kind of, you know, when that happens, I just start to build. And that's where it starts. So again, I usually roam the aisles of Home Depot, find what I can, scrounge it together. And that begins prototype one.
It's amazing to think about. Jason, we've known each other for a while, but I knew you in commercial real estate, which actually makes a lot of sense, right?
That's actually kind of how it all ties together. So I met Mike shortly thereafter this initial prototype. And we had coffee, you know, didn't know each other before that, and he showed me this initial concept of DeskView. And with my 5 years and moving companies around, I see everybody using more glass within their space. They want all the daylight. They want to be mobile. Health is a huge concern amongst, you know, the technology and the media companies started really this trend, and now everyone wants to be in a better work environment. It's not high wall cubes anymore. It's open, collaborative, cool, funky space. And so I immediately was like, This is gold. Let's partner up on this. And then, you know, we together linked up with a design firm here in Chicago called Minimal in the West Loop, spent about 7 months prototyping this. And then in January of last year, we got this version and we filmed our Kickstarter video, launched that in April, did about 70K in a month. And now are fulfilling orders in all over the world.
It's amazing. I mean, amazing reading your story and looking at how quick this is upon you, because it really is something where people are like, I want that.
Yeah.
And you think about the old adage in business, you're like, well, you can build it, you know, they will come. That's the idea. And in this case for the invention, and Michael, this is essentially an invention.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have several different patents on it. And I think one of the other adages in business is, can you explain it simply? And as you said, I mean, it's pretty easy to understand.
A lot of people don't even look at the instructions. They're like, it's just simple.
Yeah, I got it. Right. It's really, and it's funny because we'll hand it to people and intuitively they'll just kind of know how it works. And that is by design too. Sometimes designing something as simple as Jason said, we spent 7 months, a total of a year and a half, really from initial prototype to final release, of tweaking every single component of it.
You know, obviously you guys came at this as a necessity or understanding the marketplace, just in your case, looking at commercial real estate.
Yeah.
There's one thing to say, you know, it'd be great. What if you could put a standing desk suction against this glass wall? It'd be great. What a great, the views, everything. That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great? And there's another to actually do it and to get into the game. And now when you talk about, as I mentioned, 700 plus pre-orders, people want this, you're getting orders from all over countries. I mean, you both come from it, your commercial real estate, your lawyer. I mean, when you're entrepreneurs and you start thinking about the next phase of this business where it's going to get real, and and there are a lot of things that you may not have the expertise on. How do you approach it? How do you approach, the at least philosophically, the fact that it's a new frontier?
Exactly. It's daunting, right? You especially, I mean, you create the concept, you show it to your friends and family, you see if there's a little bit of traction there. And the first one, when I first started to go commercial with it, was I actually paired up with a mechanic I found on Craigslist. And I bought these component parts that I got from China that I found on Alibaba. And then I took them and I sat in a garage with a mechanic and we welded them and, you know, painted them and made what we could. They say, you know, always kind of get that minimum viable product into the market. Mm-hmm. So got that. And after that, that's when you can start to double down once you see traction there. And you can get in a little bit manufacturing.
Yeah. And I think one of the most important things was, you know, over the past 5 years, I've spent a lot of time developing these relationships. And we've kind of assembled this team of people from our manufacturing advisor in Texas who runs a manufacturing for a publicly traded company that I met through Rich Espy. In just multiple different people to really figure out this marketplace, to learn as much as we could about the product space and studying other successful e-commerce companies. Like there's a number of that right now, like Away Travel is one, disrupting the luggage industry. You have shoe companies that are starting up. So we've really dove into what these other companies are doing.
There's a little
bit
of a
strategies.
Blueprint, right? Right.
Yeah, there is a blueprint. I mean, there's Movement Watches. I mean, there's a ton of different companies out there that are doing this, and our product ships fully assembled. It's 7 pounds, so it's, you know, arrives at your door. You can throw it up. You're good to go. Yeah, you can travel with it within your space.
I mean, when you start thinking about the marketing of this product, do you start thinking about, is this for individuals who want to bring it to work and assemble? I mean, because I would assume at commercial real estate, you may be able to even approach the offices and say, this is an alternative. This is a disruption to the big standing desks that are, I know from other jobs where there is an actual investment in getting standing desks. It's not just as easy as just flipping a switch.
Yeah, well, that's a conversation that I had with a number of CFOs. Hey, we need standing desks, but they're $1,000 plus, or you have to buy an add-on, which is $500 or more. We kind of give you this solution. If you have desks already, you want to be mobile, you want to stand, our product is a perfect fit for that.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Let's talk about the challenges of doing this. I mean, it's the two of you right now. Let's talk about what it takes to get this product to the customer. And then, you know, when you start talking about 40 different countries, there's international tariffs and laws and taxes and all the other stuff that goes into it. You guys are in for the ride of your life. Jason Grawski and Michael Bolos, they are the creators, the guys behind DeskView. You can find it at deskview.co, right?
Yeah.
Jason, Michael, my guests tonight on the Download on Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio tonight, the guys behind DeskView, Jason Grawski, Michael Bolos. They can find it at deskview.co. It is the ultimate in brilliant, simple design. We are talking about a desk that suctions to the window. Need I say more?
Easy as that.
That's right.
That's pretty much it. All right. So off the bat, I mean, I could see in your eyes that you have obviously figured out who the customer is, and that's everyone, because it can be anything. It could be anything from a desk. It could be, we just talk
shelving.
I mean, there's obviously some people are texting in, would it work for me to put my guitars on it? And you're like, yes.
Co-working spaces are huge. They're all glass. Hotel rooms, you only travel with a laptop. You have this giant desk.
It's amazing to think about that this has not been done before, but more importantly,
I get that a lot.
So the question I have for you guys, it's not going to be finding a target audience, because I feel like if this was put into the marketplace, everyone could find a use for it. The problem is going to be customer service.
Mm-hmm.
How when it comes to scale, let's say that tomorrow this takes off, Forbes picks it up, somebody starts writing about it, it becomes a viral hit, everybody wants one at the right price point. How do you, as two entrepreneurs in Chicago, get ready for millions of dollars or millions of orders coming through?
And that's all about kind of your manufacturing partner. You got to have those right partnerships in place. And with that just becomes a lot of vetting. I mean, you know, build that foundation, build the bones properly. And we were very blessed. Jason actually was able to pair us up with this amazing manufacturer. He's our advisor.
Yeah.
His name's Chris Wiese, and he has 30 plus years of manufacturing experience. So we sat down to dinner with him, showed him the product, and he was like, I know the guys for you. And he identified the manufacturer, and we, you know, they're out in Singapore. And so we took the 28 hours in coach, folded ourselves in half, and went out there. And there was nothing like it. He calls it going to Gemba. Yep. And we went there, and we have a video that we'll be releasing on it, where it's just we saw every single part of that manufacturing process. And we said, all right, if we need to spool up 5 more machines, if we need to spool up 10 more machines, if we need this entire room, can you give it to us? And they said they can, and they said they're there for us.
And it was really important for us because we didn't want to just hand this off and have somebody else make it. We wanted to get the entire team and our manufacturer to believe in the product, to believe in us. And we can't even tell you how much that paid off. Spending time, lunches, dinners in Singapore, spending the quality time with them to get their brains really thinking about other things, about the product, about certain challenges. Like, hey, guys, you should think about this. I mean, we really worked synergistically so well.
Okay, so for you guys, and I have very limited understanding of business, right? I'm glad to host this segment, and I love it. I love talking. That's why I talk to you guys. What do you need? I mean, is the idea that you need capital investment? Do you need people to invest in? And you always hear people talking about that they've acquired, secured a certain number of millions of dollars for a product. Is that what you're in the market for? Are you looking for the right distribution platform, like an Amazon or other places that will partner with you and get this to the masses? What's the first thing you need to get DeskView to the next level?
I mean, I think it's beautiful. We've been in a very lucky place where kind of investors have been contacting us and trying to throw money at us, and different platforms and retailers have been trying to take us on. We've just been very, very strategic about where we go. And I think that personally, my ethos has always been there's too much pressure to take on millions and millions of dollars and give up all of your business so that you can grow quickly. And I think we've seen that with the Chicago guys that had the energy bar, how they developed an amazing business without really taking on investment. But you, especially in the manufacturing world, you need some to get started because there's a lot of upfront capital to make those molds begin that relationship.
Those guys in Singapore want their cash, right?
Exactly. They want a good amount up front. Right. But Kickstarter is a blessing in that regard too.
So you can just crowdsource and be able to get the money that you need for those initial contracts through Kickstarter and places like that.
Yep, we did a good amount on Kickstarter. And then, I mean, the market, we have been really selective. Like, we're going to be going on Houzz soon. We haven't went on Amazon yet because we want to control the customer. Every single customer is important to us. I mean, we respond to everybody who goes on our website because we're new. We want to learn as much as we possibly can about each individual's concern, because that just helps us really grow this business in the right direction.
For you guys both as entrepreneurs, I mean, you approached business in a different way before this product. I mean, you were in different areas, and obviously you talked about being an inventor your entire life, but even inventions is different than being entrepreneurs to hawk the invention, right? Yeah. What are you learning about yourselves? What are you learning about the process that you've started on this journey, and it's much different than what you were doing 2 years ago?
Yeah, the blessing is, I mean, I think our backgrounds really help because we both come from kind of large corporate, almost kind of cutthroat backgrounds. So we go at it, and we go at it hard. I mean, and I feel very blessed to have partnered with Jason, because not only do we have insane work ethics, but he fills in where I don't.
Yes. It's so amazing.
I sit in my apartment, and I build, and I prototype, and I develop, and I hone, and I play with the CAD files.
And then, I just kind of orchestrate everything else.
Yeah.
It works together so well.
What's the next? I mean, what would be the next step for you guys? I mean, as you look to this quarter and where you're at now, I mean, you're so close with already pre-orders and everything together. What is it? I mean, are you just turn it on and say, let's do this?
So we've been fulfilling orders now. So it's just now getting out there. We have product in Chicago now. So, I mean, we can ship in 3 to 7 days, which is amazing. Before, it was just pre-orders. So now having the product in our hands, we're rolling it out to influencers. We're starting marketing. We're on Google AdWords, Facebook ads, Instagram, all the good stuff. So now it's really for, like, let's just let the world see this.
Well, I mean, I asked the question to a lot of entrepreneurs that come through here, and we talk about Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And both of you guys are here, and it's great, obviously, with your contacts in the real estate industry, Jason. Mm-hmm. But I mean, why here? I mean, this seems like something that would be Silicon Valley, or you might be able to get more action on the East Coast in New York. What is it about Chicago that keeps you guys here and wants you to work on DeskView in Chicago?
God, first off, Chicago's home. Yeah. Born and raised, and love it. And second off, I think Chicago, for the community, the entrepreneurial community, and if you read any articles, is just second to none. can't think of a better community where everyone's there to help each other. And third, we're developing a lot of amazing product focus here. I mean, we've always been more of a tangible town in that regard. And I think if you're developing a product, Chicago is the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chicago has been absolutely amazing. I'm a transplant. I've been here for 5 years, but I've developed this great network of people and have leaned on them in so many different ways in launching this product. And it's just, we've been very fortunate and are very thankful for that.
And it's also interesting, as you just mentioned, Michael, I mean, Chicago has a manufacturing history.
Exactly.
And this, I mean, for everything that's happening in the tech sector and everyone talking about this becoming a business 2.0 community, mm-hmm. which it has,
yeah.
this is back to its roots. We're building yeah. things in Chicago. You're building this and being able to partake in a new emerging industry. All right. Jason Grahowski, Michael Bolos, both the guys behind DeskView. You can find out the information at deskview.co. My guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business. Guys, you got to come back and let us know how it's going in a couple months. What do you think?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.